Kesser Shemtai. We're up to page 200. Simon Ayin Vav. Ayin Vav. We learned a remarkable Torah last Erev Shabbos. In some ways, this is a continuation, although there's no Seder over here in the Torah, but the subject of Tchum Shabbos and how each one of us extends beyond ourselves into the reality that surrounds us. Let's see what that's about. It's only a sentence or two, but like all of these Torahs, there's so much packed in. We're just going to try to understand the simple pshat. The soid of the Erev Alpayim Ama. Soid Erev Alpayim Ama. Look a little bit in the parish on the bottom for Hagdama. With this Torah, we're going to have to move along with the parish just to understand the simple pshat. Yesh levoyer soid Erev Alpayim Ama. Issa Yitzi Michus Tchum B'Shabbos. Now, of course, there's a shiur of Alpayim Amah, of 2,000 Amas, the Tchum Shabbos, the Shabbos boundary, in each direction, L'chol Ruach. Hine Yisoid Issa Zeh, when Akosov Shvu Ish Tachtov Al Yetze Ish Mim Koimai. The yesod of this iser of going outside of the Tchum Shabbos, of having a Tchum Shabbos of 2,000 amos on each side, is from the pasuk in Beshalach of Shvu Ish Tachtov Al Yetze Ish Mim Koimai. That on Shabbos, every one of us has to have a makom, has to have a kriyas makom. Shemina Darsha Chazal, and Chazal were Mekabel, Shvu Ish Tachtav, each person should sit in his place. Now, the place of a person, of each individual, Elo Arba Amas. That's four Amas. Ish Tachtav. There are many Sugyas and Shas on that territory that a person occupies at the present moment of Arba Amas. And the Gemara explains the Arba Amas of Ish Tachtav L'Mishi Yotza Chutz L'Tchum, and therefore, because of that personal territory, L'Mishi Yotza Chutz L'Tchum Sheyesh Lo Arba Amas L'Leches B'Han, that if for whatever reason a person went outside of the Alpayim Ama, went beyond the, so to speak, city limits, Shabbos limits, he went beyond that, he could only move within his four Amas. He would actually just have to sit there for Shabbos, right? He only has his four amas of each individual person's own territory. So even though my feet only occupy it a couple of inches, a couple of tfachim, nevertheless, Ish Tachta of the Torah gives a person his own dal amas. That's his own little world, his own little territory. So if it happens that somebody has gone beyond the Tchum Shabbos, he has his Dalet Amos. Those are his Dalet Amos. Al Yetze Ish Mim Koimai. So Shvu Ish Tachta means every person has his four Amos of personal territory. Al Yetze Ish Mim Koimai. The Gemara Darshan is Elu Alpayim Ama. That's referring to the 2,000 Amas of the Tchum Shabbos. Everybody has, from that place, that city, whatever. So it turns out that the 2,000 Amas is sort of an extension of the individual person's four personal Amas of his territory. There's 2,000 Amas of general Tchum Shabbos for the population. So hine mavur b'taras hasayid she'inin tchum shabbos v'pnimi yisanyonim u'gvul tchum akdusha. The Ari HaKadosh explains in the Shara Kavanas that there's a very deep sod to this, a very deep sod to this whole inyan of Tchum Shabbos. Shabbos Tchum. The Ari HaKadosh said that Tchum is the oisius choisam, like Mar Chasima Toiva, or like the Brismila, which is choisam, the choisam Bris Kodesh choisam, the seal that contains, and that on Shabbos there is this container of Alpayim Amma, beyond which is the world of Klipas, beyond which a person is, not just Shabbos, but it is most apparent on Shabbos that there is a certain limit, that if you go beyond that tchum, beyond that seal, beyond that container of your existence, you're then drifting off into a world of klipas, a scary world of darkness and impurity. Now, what does that mean? That means I can't go to work. I can't travel. It's not. We're not talking about geography here. It actually, of course, it's expressed on Shabbos with the Tchum Shabbos, but that's just a simen of something much deeper. It's on Shabbos that shmira of the kedusha of a person and of a community is expressed even in the physical world. But throughout life, every moment of life, there's a tchum that a person has to live in. And he has to be careful not to venture beyond that tchum, beyond that chayso. That means many, many things. You have the Torahs and Reb Nosson from Likutei Halachos and many Torahs in different places about what that tchum, how do we translate that tchum into my Avodas Hashem? What does that mean, a tchum? When am I going outside of my limits, beyond my place? Because when I go outside of my zone, that's the word that people use nowadays, when I go outside of my zone, it's a Moshe HaKlipas. It's a Moshe HaKlipas. Sometimes that could be just when you're saying something that's not appropriate for who you are and where you are. And there are many, many manifestations of that tchum, boundaries. Now, Hashem Yisbar gave us the Torah. We had the Shleishis Mehagbola, and there were boundaries that were set. And in life, a person has to have boundaries. That's called the tchum, a chosam of kedusha. And if you move beyond your boundaries, shom moish of aklipis. For another person, that might be that place might be okay. For you, it's not okay. Every person has his boundaries. And here too we see the yesod of the boundary of that whole inyan of a chosam is one's own personal dalet amos. So on top, soid erev alpayim ama ki ein lahakadosh baruch hu ba'olamai ela dalet amos shel halacha. Now the Baal Shem Tov makes the connection between the halachic territory of each person as being Dalet Amos to what Chazal tell us is kivyochel the place that Hashem is in. Hashem is everywhere, but the place, the metaphysical place that Hashem occupies since the Churban Beis HaMikdash, where Hashem's presence has become very hidden in the world. And the Gemara says that since the Churban, Ein LaKadosh Baruch Hu Ba'olamai Lo Dalet Amos Shel Halacha, that Hashem has a place that's called Dalet Amos Shel Halacha. The four Amos, the four cubits, I think they say in English, the Dalet Amos of Halacha. Now the simple pshat is that if a Jew is observant of Halacha, if he keeps Halacha properly, and he's careful Shulchan Aruch and all the dinim, then he is living in Hashem's Dalet Amos. Hashem's Dal Amas are halacha. Halacha even comes from the word laleches, halicha. That's your area. That's the territory of Hashem. If you do something which is against halacha, God forbid, if you go against halacha, that means that you are wandering outside of the tchum. Hashem occupies Dar Amas Shal Halacha. Now, before the Chum Beis HaMikdash, so there was prophecy and so on, and the reality was much more expansive. Without going into that, right now, we've spoken about that many, many times in different Levushim. But since the Chum Beis HaMikdash, we're living in the post Bayis Sheni Malchus of Torah Shebaal Peh. All we have is halacha, Torah Shebaal Peh. And if you go outside of halacha, then you are leaving Hashem's presence, so to speak. Of course, Hashem's everywhere, but you're going away from that state of dveikus. Without halacha, you are detached. You're away. You're not in the chosim, in the tchum of Hashem's territory. So, what does this mean in Pnimius? And the difference between the Dalet Amas and Alpayim Amas. So the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh taught the Ha'inyan. Ki b'chol davar sh'b'olam yesh bo shalosh shemes. Everything in the world, for everything in the world, there are three names of Hashem. All that exists is a manifestation of these three names. Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, when it's written Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, Adnus, Havaya Yud Kei Vav Kei, and Aleph He Yud He. Kmo Bayis Nikra Adnus. Well, Shanta said, for instance, the house of a person is called by the name Adnus, Aleph Dal Nud Yud. And then what comes from this house, the extension of the house, how it's decorated, the decor, the backyard, the driveway, and so on, is called Yudke Vavke. For Hamakiv Abayis, and the surrounding light that protects the house, Lahatzom HaKlipa, to protect the house from the forces of impurity and darkness that are outside the house. Nikra Aleph He Yud He, a called Ekya. Okay, that's like a nuclear bomb. Let's try a little bit. He's going to explain, this jewel is going to explain a little bit. There's a lot. As I said, each one of these Torahs is just a garin, a seed, that all the Talmidei Baal Shem through the years, to this day, take these seeds and planted them and have produced absolutely magnificent orchards of Torah with what the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh planted. Let's just try to understand on our level a tiny little bit of what this amazing seed is. What's he talking about? Adnus, Havaya, Ekya. What does that have to do with the Dalet Amas and Alpayim Amas? So let's look inside. V'hezbar ha'inyan in the Perush. To understand this, Baktim ki b'chol davar sh'b'olam yesh bo sholosh shemes. Everything in the world, there are three shemes. Adnus, Havaya, and Ekya. Adnus, Hakoach Eloki, Hamislabesh V'Shoichen Babriya. The Koach of Elokus that is enclosed in physical reality, we call it also Shechina, that's enclosed in this world. She'inyono Lios Adoin V'Shalit Al Hanevroim. And the inyan of Adnus is the hanhaga of this world, that rules over this world in a very deep and mysterious way, over everything in this physical world. V'u'keneged Sfiras HaMalchus, Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, corresponds to the Sfira of Malchus, Shechina, Ha'achroina Shebesfiras, the last of the Spheres. That which is the indwelling of Hashem's presence in this world, and the Hanhoga of Hashem guides everything that takes place and is the life force of all that exists in this physical world. That's Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. That's Malchus. Malchus means control, Hanhoga. The word Adnus is Adon, Adon Olam, that Hashem is master of the world. Havaya, the Shem Yudke Vavke. Sheish Hamidus HaElyonis. Now we're climbing higher than Malchus. So, and we're talking about the six higher spheres of Chesed, Gvur, Tiferes, Netzach, Chayit, and Yesod, the Shem Havaya. We also will refer to that as HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or Hashem, right? Aleph, Dal, Nud, Yud is Malchus, and the spheres above, the six spheres above, I'm not talking about Chabad now, but the six spheres above, Yesod upwards, those six spheres, the Sheish Hamidus HaElyonis, Shemehen Mekabelas Spheres of Malchus as Oyer of Hashpasa, from which Malchus receives its Or, its light, its Hashpah, from the Infinite One, through the channels, the spheres of Chesed Gvur Tiferes Netzach, Chayit and Yesod. That's called Yud Kei Vav Kei, that's called Hashem. So when you look in the Siddurim, especially the Sfardis Siddurim, so you'll see that when it comes to the name of Hashem, so you see the Shiluv of Yud Kei Vav Kei and Aleph Dal Nun Yud. In other words, the letters Yud Kei Vav Kei, inside you'll have Aleph Dal Nun Yud written into the Yud Kei Vav Kei. That Shiluv is the Shiluv, of course, of the Shechina and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem and the Jewish people. Aleph Dalet Nun Yud is Malchus, Knesset Yisrael, the Shechina. Yud Kei Vav Kei is Hashem. Yud Kei Vav Kei Hashem, meaning the Or that comes from Hashem through the higher six spheres, Chesed Gvur Tiferes Netzach, Chayit Yesod. And then Malchus is Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, how we experience Hashem's Adnus, His control, His presence in this world, comes through that Or, that Hashpah of the higher six spheres. All of our Avodah is Liached Shem Yudke Bevavke, and is to make a Yichud between the Shem Adnus and the Shem Havaya Baruch, which is why in the Siddurim you'll see there, some of you have even Ashkena Siddurim, I mean Nusach Sfarad Ashkena Siddurim, we'll have the Shiluv of the Shem Yudke Bevavke and the Shem Aleph Dal Nud Yud, but the Sfaradim will have it in the Siddurim. That's Yud Kei Vav Kei, the Shem Havaya. And then you have Ekya, Aleph Hei Yud Hei, Hamoich Nehel Yoinim. Now we're going higher to the Moich Nehel Yoinim, of course, to the spheres of the Moich, of the intellect, Kivyochel, of Hashem's infinite mind and thoughts. And now we're talking about Chochma and Bina, and higher, Chochma and Bina. She'enim yardim el dargis and nevarim. Chochma and Bina can only be received that or through das into the lower spheres, but Chochma and Bina themselves are beyond this world, transcend, are not active, so to speak, as the other lower spheres in this world. Just as when it comes to the body, everything comes from the mind, but Paul, we don't see that. It's just the messages and the Ur of the mind that animates the body. But in the body, we just see the arms, the legs, and so on. We see the six spheres we see the spheres of life itself. But everything, of course, begins from the Moichin. Shedim Yoredim al Dargas HaNivroim. V'lachein Nikra Oiram or Makif. Now, this is a term that you're all familiar with. As opposed to the Or of the six spheres going down to the seventh sphere of Malchus, where there it's an Or Pnimi, it's a light that fills our lives, fills us, the Or Pnimi. That's what we see, that's what we feel, the inner light. The Moichin, the light of Chabad, that light is an Or Makif, a surrounding light, the Or Makif. We've learned about that many times. That doesn't penetrate into the Nivroim, into what exists. It surrounds and hovers over all that exists. That's the Ramakif. That's the Inin of the Talus. We spoke about this many times. The Sukkah. There are mitzvahs that are manifestations of the Ramakif, and the mitzvahs that are manifestations of the Orpnimi. Vehem Sholosh Bechinis, page 201. Vehem Sholosh Bechinis, Sheyesh B'mitziyusa Shokol Dov. And these three Bechinis exist in everything. Adnus, which is Malchus, Havaya, which is the six highest spheres, and Ekye, which is the spheres of Moichin, of Chabad. What does any of this have to do with the Tchum, with the Dalet Amos and Alpayim Amos? K'moy al derech moshel. So the Baal Shem Tov teaches that, for instance, just as an example, it's with everything, but just as one example that we're very familiar with, because this is how we live in the world. The Bayis Gashmi, when it comes to one's house, the Bayis Gashmi, Etzem Mitzias Habayis Hagashmi Nikra Adnas, the actual house. The house itself, the brick, the wood, the chairs, well, not the chairs, the structure itself, the building itself that you're in, the Bayis Gashmi that you're in, that's called Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. That's a manifestation of Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, of Malchus, the place. The place that you're in. Umashma Have Omapika Odami Menu. Now we move higher in the house. We move to the higher mitzias of Havaya, Yudke Vavke. That's Mashmahavu Makbik Odomimenu Klemer Bechina El Yoni Yoisa Shihatoichna Mashmosa Ruchani Shalabais, Mevelatsa Mitzius Orgashmas. So now we're going beyond the structure itself. And as I you can say, even the furniture and the things that are there. All the unique things that make up each person's house. From the wealthiest person to the simplest person, every house has its own structure and furnishings and so on, its own tchatchkelech and things. That's the house itself. That's Adnus. That's Malchus. But it extends beyond that to Havaya. Yudke Vavke, what's that? What's the manifestation of Yudke Vavke by the house? It's the pleasure, the hana that a person feels being home, being in a place that's his own, being grounded in this world, and even the hana that he has from the tables, the chairs, the couches, the pictures, the paintings, the tchotchkelech, whatever it is. It's his mokum, it's his place. But the physical place itself is malchus, is adnus. The higher spheres of how do I feel because of my house? What does that house give me? And everything in the house is a manifestation of that chush, that hergish of Yudke Vavke, of the Shem Havaya Baruch Hu. That's something that is not just a matter of what you see with your eyes. That's more malchus adnus, but here we're talking about yesod, hoid, netzach, tferes, gvura, chesed, in the house. And all that that house means is an extension of the place. There's the place, but there's an extension of the place. Another person visits you in your house, that means nothing to him. It means nothing to him. You welcome him into the house, and he joins you in your Dal Amis, in your little Malchus, and he's able to sit on a chair and to eat at your table. But none of that means anything to him in terms of emotions, memories, means nothing to him. But to the owner of the house, who's been living there all of the years and who had bought all of those things, and because of that, part of himself is in those things, like we were learning last week, that part of oneself is in that other person, even the person that you hate, right? You remember we were talking about that last week. So all of your things in the house are an extension of yourself. Everything that's in the house, there's a reason why it's there. There's a reason why you bought that, why you included that in your house, why something was thrown out of the house. All of that's an extension of yourself. Everything that exists in the house. We've spoken about this many times. That's why it's a very big inyan, let's say, to have something that the tzaddik owned. People pay fortunes of money. My son Ushi was able to see yesterday. He wasn't able to take it anywhere, but he was able to send me a picture of the Becher of the Divrei Chaim Zchus Yilin. The Becher that the Divrei Chaim made Kiddush on. And this is worth a fortune of money. But it's just a Becher. You can get a Becher, every one of us has Bechers, and you can get a Becher for $50 or whatever it is. No, the Becher of the Divrei Chaim is an extension of the Divrei Chaim. When you hold the Divrei Chaim's Becher, on some level, you're entering into the domain of the Divrei Chaim. You are holding something of the Divrei Chaim when you hold his Becher. It's a big inyan. The inyan of Shirayim, of a tzaddik. It's a big inyan. But there's a higher light than that. V'or elyon umeruam yoiser, higher than that is a protective iron dome. The Or HaMakiv, the Shem Ekya, Aleph HaYud Hei, HaMakiv v'shemer al habayis, that surrounds the house. Hamakav u'shem alabayis lahatzum min haklipa, to protect the house from klipas, from impurity. Perish. Ha'or hamakiv eno chelik min habayis atzmai. Their hamakiv is not part of the house. It's not the house. It's not the furniture. It's not part of the house. Loy mimitziusei hagashmis, not from its physical, not from the physical reality of the house, and not even from the metaphysical, spiritual, emotional significance that the house and everything in it has for the person. This is something higher than that. We're going higher. We're going out of the Dalet Amos of the person to a world that's called the Alpayim Amos, the Tchum of Kedusha. Because protection is something that is that needs to be surrounding the house. It needs to surround. It can't come from within. Protection has to be from the forces outside. Surrounds the house. It has to be a light that is so high, that is so powerful, that it's a shayla l'chalut and kol metzias shel klipa, that it's able to ward off and to protect the home and all who live in it from any of the missiles of the klipas. There's a scary, impure world outside of the tchum, outside of that choysim of kedusha. Outside of the Alpayim Amos. The Alpayim Amos is the Ur HaMakif that surrounds the person's house, his family. Now, even when you leave the house, you could be surrounded by that. If you're attached to your house wherever you go, to your wife, to your family, to your kids, to your bias. But those are the 2,000 Amos, the Alpayim Amos, the Aramakif. You better have that when you go to work. So Hashem, for the past 3 months, kept everybody inside the house, mamish. And now people, before Mashiach comes, a lot more people are going to be working from home. And not having to go out into the world beyond, which is a very, very big tikkun before Mashiach comes, to be able to be more in the house. Because people are having a hard time taking the chosim, the tchum of Kedusha with them when they go to the city. It's become harder and harder. Now you have to be careful, because even in your house, all you have to have is the little thing that all of us are looking at it right now, that has on it the possibilities of going way beyond the Alpayim Amos. I'm not talking about zooming to Yerushalayim, I'm talking about other things. So now we have a tremendous nisayon that there never ever was before. I mean, there was the technology in the 20th century that was developed with television and radio and so on, where you're living in your house, but at the same time, you could be someplace way beyond your house. That's all just from the 20th century, or the late 19th century, the telephone, and then later on television, where you could be in your house, and you're way outside of your house. But the truth is, you could bring in, even before that, you were able to bring in books and literature and things that were from beyond your house, that didn't belong in your tchum. And every one of us needs a very powerful shmirah for ourselves, for our children. That's called Aleph Hey Yud Hey, the Ur HaMakif, of the surrounding light. Aleph Hey Yud Hey. Ubi'inyaneinu. Dalet Amos Shel Halacha. So now we understand, at least understand, we have an introduction to this absolutely astonishing Torah from the Baal Shem, what he says in a few words. Ubinyanenu, Dalet Amos Shel Halacha, Hu Gvul Utchum HaKedusha. The Dalet Amos of Halacha is the Gvul and the Tchum of Kedusha, the boundary, the border of Kedusha, Kfishu Mitzad HaDargis HaTachtonis Yoseh, in the Mitzias of your life, the boundaries of holiness. In other words, that we make sure only to go to good places, shul, home, relatives, friends who are in the world of Kedusha, not friends who are, or people, acquaintances who are pulling you outside of the Tchum. So there's that physical reality, the Shem Adnus, Malchus, Knesset Yisrael, the Shechina, where Jews should only be in places of Hashuras HaShechina. Somebody, one of the tzaddikim from the shul, a very, very, very chosh of a person. So last night, he sent me a message wondering at this point, he has a very nice backyard minion, as many of us had during that transition period, had a very nice backyard minion. And there's something very, very nice about having the backyard, of course, until it's, 94 degrees and humid, but there's something very nice about that was very pleasant about just walking next door or down the block and especially that everybody bought from Costco, all of those Home Depot, all of those little chuppas, and it's nice. You have your daladamas, right? It's pretty nice being outside, brothers and beyond. So he was asking me about, is it time for me to come to shul? So, of course, during the week, that's not a problem. Shabbos, the guys are figuring out how to work it, but with the Shabboses. But if you're asking me, is it good to continue now with the outdoor minyanim? So for certain elderly people or people who are compromised with their health, of course, there's not a shaila that there are people who should definitely remain in the outdoors as far as their health is concerned. Me'achuz. And if you need to keep that minion going because there's an old Jew or an older person or somebody or individuals that need that because for their health, and you're making that minion because otherwise they're not going to have it, say that. But otherwise, if we can go back to a place where there's a Hashuras HaShechina on a higher, more intense level, the presence of Malchus, of Shechina, of Aleph, Dalet, and Yud, then it's time to move back, if you can, into the Beis HaKnesses. Knesses means Knesses Yisrael. It means the ingathering of the Jewish people and the ingathering of the Shechina. And there's a higher level of Hashuras HaShechina in the shul, wherever that shul is, as long as it's a shul that keeps halacha, it's not Ram's halacha, it's an Orthodox shul, there's a Hashuras HaShechina that's infinitely greater than the backyard. The backyard was an emergency. I'm not saying that all of these minyanim have to end. I made it very clear. There's some people that still need them. And if they need to be helped to have them, that's a chesed, and until everybody is able to come back inside. But there's no question then. So when it was brought up to me yesterday, that one of the chevra was telling me that a lot of the guys are thinking that they're going to have to go back to the backyard minyanim because they can't take wearing the stupid things on their face, the Purim masks on their face, they can't take it. So they're going to have to go back in the meantime to the backyard. So I almost passed out when I heard that. I felt sick when I heard it. For 3 months, I'm using this to get this point across now, the Baal Shem's Torah. You should forgive me. But it's in the context of this Torah, of moving, of being able to have access to a place that's occupied by the Shechina. And for 3 months plus, everybody's kvechtzing, give us back our shuls. Cuomo, you're a Russia. What's the idiot's name? He's not, what's the guy? What's the mayor of New York? I can't remember his name right now. Blasio, whatever. De Blasio, he's not our mayor over here. And I'm sorry, I see Shimon's Saltz lives in Farakwa. He's your mayor. Baruch Hashem, he's not our mayor over here in Woodmere. the Rishoyim are not letting us go to Shul. Rishoyim, and everybody's fighting to go back to Shul. But now that I have to wear this thing and it causes my mouth, I don't even have a beard. And it's causing me to perspire by my lips, and it's uncomfortable for me to, you know, to be so already. I have to leave the shul. No. I think, Yuval, the mentality of a person, the weakness of our generation, and I don't mean this as a personal criticism. I don't know any of the names of the people that were feeling that way. Listen, I hate the thing too. And for many people now, it's already ausgespielt. The whole thing is already getting silly. But Lamaisa, in the conversations that the Rabbanim are having with the doctors, it's considered to be by all the Mavinim a very serious matter for people who don't have the antibodies, and for people who might be compromised in some way, b'yoidim b'lo yoidim, with their health. It's an extremely serious matter, the distancing and the mask. And for whatever reason, all responsible Rabbanim and Rashi Yeshiva are requiring this now. So because of this discomfort that I perspire, the guy told me that one of the fellows was telling him, no, Mela, it's hard enough for 45 minutes, 50 minutes during the week. But then when it comes to Shabbos, there you go. Back to the backyard. Yes. That's all it took. Our parents and grandparents or great-grandparents were mois and nefesh to try to daven, to try to keep up a shul. There were Jews that were davening in shuls without heating, without air conditioning. Could you imagine if the air conditioner goes off in shul? Now there's an option. If the air conditioner breaks, I'm going to go to a backyard minyanim. I'll go to this the whole subject of going to minyanim, davening in a person's house for convenience, as opposed to being in the Beis HaKnesses, which is a higher madrega of Hashras HaShchin. The whole svara. So now, after 3 months of crying, not having shul, all Hashem had to send was a mask. This is the test. You hear this? And some perspiration. And sometimes maybe a little bit of a stench of your own breath inside that thing. And Miloist, we're already threatening we have to leave shul. This is the Nisayon of Tav Shin Pei. It's a Nisayon of Tav Shin Pei. This is already something which is going to send people away from being in Beis HaKnesses. And here's the same guy that a few weeks ago was begging everybody to stay in the backyard, because that's what Hashem was saying then. But then when Hashem opens up the doors of his shuls, and he's saying, return, come back to me. So how could one not come back to the Beis HaKnesses if you have that option? Now the teretz is, it's uncomfortable. So 3 months of complaining, not 3 months because it was everybody knew in the beginning, but the last month, there was Rishoyim in Albany, there was Rishoyim in New York, there was Rishoyim all over that don't appreciate how important it is for us Jews to be in our shuls. Can you imagine if he would say now, Cuomo would say to you, it's so important, you made such a tumult about being in shul. Such a tumult about being in shul. And you can't be uncomfortable for 45 minutes being in shul. Back to the backyard minyan to breathe in the fresh air. It's interesting. Something to think about. The tchum of a Jew is his home, his shul, and we daven, we beg Hashem that there should be a shmira, like in the old song, Shmur Keli al Zeh HaBayit, that Hashem should watch over this house and watch over myself that wherever I go, the shame Aleph Hey Yud Hey goes with me everywhere, like a bubble that protects me from the klipas outside. So Dalad Amos, Ubin Yanenu Dalad Amos, we have to go daven in a minute. Ubin Yanenu Dalad Amos Shal Halacha, Ugvul Utchum HaKadosh Kifishu Mitzad Adagis Tachtanis Yoyse, Vilo Alpayim Ama, Utchum HaKadosh Mitzad Bechines HaMakif El Yoyna. The Dalad Amos is Adnos And then there's the Adnas and Yukevovke. The Alpayim Amas, that is outside of my personal territory, is the surrounding light of Hashem. That's called the Alpayim Amas. Now, the Svarim make a big deal about the numbers 4 and 2,000. He brings down here in the notes some of the sources. If you want to follow up with that, you can look them up with gematrias and all kinds of amazing things that have to do with the number 4 and the number 2,000. The Svarim are filled with these things. Al Rebeyim Dor Revi, Alpayim Dor, Alpayim. There are a lot of things going on with these numbers, but it's all the same thing. It's the inner light of the Kedusha that I feel, that I'm cognizant of, my own personal territory where of Kedusha, and then the amazing surrounding light of Hashem, the Alpayim of Hashem's surrounding light that we don't know, we don't understand, but if it's missing from our lives, we're in big trouble because it's a scary world. There are a lot of klipas out there, and each one of us needs to have that shmira of Hashem's surrounding light, of the Ohr HaMakif. Us and our children desperately need the Ohr HaMakif that protects us and surrounds us physically and spiritually, wherever we go in the world, physically and spiritually. And it's so interesting how now all the conversations that were going on, because you know that none of this science was really clear. Everybody's reading everything for, you know, and after a while that my wife and my kids are showing me this study and that study, and then I saw every single study was cited to the other study, and I said, do me a favor, tell me the end of all of this. But one thing you see is that they were trying to measure what's the person's Dalet Amos when he talks, right? If he talks, what's his Dalet Amos? Or the surface that he touches, things that he touches, his things, or his breath. Where does it go to? And Hashem was telling everybody that you need to have a shmira. If Hashem lo yishma bayis, shav omlu boinav boy. Im Hashem lo yivneir, im Hashem lo yishmar bayis, shav shokad hashomer. That not only is it you, but there is a surrounding you, and that there are things out there. There's bacteria. I mean, we always knew about this, but we never felt it in such a way. I remember when I had to go to the gas station. It was the week before Pesach, and that's when everybody was still wearing gloves. You remember? It was the week before Pesach, and I'm going to the pump. And when I went to the pump, there was some guy walking away from the pump that you or I would not want to see, not in our house, not by the Ohr HaMakif. You know, like mamish, a scary looking guy. And he just finished and he put the pump back. And I'm going to take the pump and I'm thinking to myself, what is on this thing that this guy touched? Like, what's on the pump? And I put on my gloves. The pump, and I was thinking, is this glove a shmira? I don't know. It's a shmira from what this guy is carrying. So we became aware of the dangers that are lurking ever so close to us, right outside our Dalet Amos, right? Our Dalet Amos. And then the Alpayim Amos is all together. Forget it, to go on a plane, to go someplace. Alpayim Amos, Mr. Michigan Ganson. Where are you going? I said that to my kids in Eretz Yisrael, and they were talking about, should they come back here at the beginning? So I said, "Who's Meshigah? You in Yerushalayim? Im Hashem lo yivne bayis. Stay in Yerushalayim. Where are you going? Don't leave Yerushalayim. Now we can come back to Shul. We're not in Yerushalayim, those of us here. Some of you are. It's a schi that you have. We don't have over here. But we have our homes. We have our shuls. And we have to beg Hashem to protect us in our homes and our shuls. And that wherever we go, our homes and our shuls should be with us. Okay, it's time to daven. Let's go to shul and daven. I'll get Erev Shabbos.